Ezekiel chapter 35 today. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Ezekiel 35, beginning in verse 1, a prophecy against Edom. And it reads, "The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir. Prophesy against it." And Mount Seir does refer to the nation Edom. And this is what God says. This is what the Lord, the sovereign Lord, says. "I am against you, Mount Seir, and I will stretch out my hand against you and make you a desolate waste. I will turn your towns into ruins, and you will be desolate. Then you will know that I am the Lord, because you harbored an ancient hostility and delivered the Israelites over to the sword at the time of their calamity, the time their punishment reached its climax." Edom really stepped over the line with God, because when Babylon was attacking Israel, they rejoiced. Oh, they were like a spectator at a football game where their team was just scoring a touchdown. And so they rejoiced in the downfall of Israel, and they also helped the Babylonians kill Israelites. Verse 6, "Therefore, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I will give you over to bloodshed, and it will pursue you. Since you did not hate bloodshed, bloodshed will pursue you." And so they shed Israelite blood, so their blood shall be shed. "By whomsoever shall shed man's blood by man, his blood shall be shed." That's what God told Noah. 7. "I will make Mount Seir a desolate waste, and cut off from it all who come and go. I will fill your mountains with the slain. Those killed by the sword will fall on your hills, and in your valleys, and in all your ravines. I will make you desolate forever. Your towns will not be inhabited. Then you will know that I am the Lord, because you have said, these two nations and countries will be ours, and we will take possession of them, even though I, the Lord, was there." And the two nations here refer to the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel. Edom coveted those two kingdoms, but God was there, so they're not going to get them. The Arabs may want to read these verses too, by the way. Verse 11. "Therefore, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I will treat you in accordance with the anger and jealousy you showed in your hatred of them, and I will make myself known among them when I judge you. Then you will know that I am the Lord, that I, the Lord, have heard all the contemptible things you have said against the mountains of Israel. You said, they have been laid waste and have been given over to us to devour. You boasted against me and spoke against me without restraint, and I heard it." And so you see, when the heathen spoke against God's people, they spoke against God. And that's what the blasphemy refers to here. 14. This is what the sovereign Lord says. "While the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate, because you rejoiced when the inheritance of the house of Israel became desolate. That is how I will treat you. You will be desolate, O Mount Seir, you and all of Edom, and they will know that I am the Lord." So when God's people enter into the joy of their salvation, God's enemies shall enter into eternal suffering. That's why it's so important to be on God's side. Chapter 36. "Son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord." And actually, verses 1 through 15 deal with the restoration of Israel. Verse 2. "This is what the sovereign Lord says. The enemy said of you, Aha, the ancient heights have become our possession. Therefore, prophesy and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because they ravaged and hounded you from every side, so that you became the possession of the rest of the nations, and the object of people's malicious talk and slander. The heathen nations were saying that God was too weak to protect his people, and that is why they fell, which of course wasn't true. They were under the punishment of God. Verse 4. Therefore, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, to the desolate ruins and the deserted towns that have been plundered and ridiculed by the rest of the nations around you. Verse 5, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. In my burning zeal I have spoken against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, for with glee and with malice in their hearts they made my land their own possession, so that they might plunder its pasture land. Therefore, prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I speak in my jealous wrath because you have suffered the scorn of the nations. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I swear with uplifted hand that the nations around you will also suffer scorn. God's ways are righteous. Israel suffered for her sin, and the heathen nations will suffer for theirs. And when it comes to justice, God has no favorites. Verse 8, but you, O mountains of Israel, will produce branches and fruit for my people Israel, for they will soon come home. I am concerned for you and will look on you with favor. You will be plowed and sown, and I will multiply the number of people upon you, even the whole house of Israel. The towns will be inhabited, the ruins rebuilt. I will increase the number of men and animals upon you, and they will be fruitful and become numerous. I will settle people on you as in the past, and will make you prosper more than before. Then you will know that I am the Lord. And this refers to the blessings of the coming kingdom age, when Jesus Christ returns and sets up his kingdom here on earth. Verse 12. I will cause people, my people Israel, to walk upon you. They will possess you, and you will be their inheritance. You will never again deprive them of their children. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because people say to you, you devour men and deprive your nation of its children. Therefore you will no longer devour men or make your nation childless, declares the Sovereign Lord. No longer will I make you hear the taunts of the nations, and no longer will you suffer the scorn of the peoples or cause your nation to fall, declares the Sovereign Lord. Edom wanted to possess the land of Israel. Today, Arabs want to possess it, but God has the final word, and he says that in the end, Israel will possess it forever. 16. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, when the people of Israel were living in their own land, they defiled it by their conduct and their actions. Their conduct was like a woman's monthly uncleanness in my sight. That's how much God hates sin. You just think of that. Israel really blew it the first time they dwelt in the land. They became spiritually filthy because of their sin, and they lost all the blessings as a result. 18. So I poured out my wrath on them because they had shed blood in the land, and because they had defiled it with their idols. I dispersed them among the nations, and they were scattered through the countries. I judged them according to their conduct and their actions. And wherever they went among the heathen, or among the nations, they profaned my holy name. For it was said of them, these are the Lord's people, and yet they had to leave his land. You see, God caused Israel to be conquered because of their sins, but the heathen took Israel's defeat the wrong way. They saw Israel's defeat as being an indication of God's inability to protect them. And so you see, Israel's sin then led to God being defamed. 21. I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they had gone. In other words, God's going to restore Israel, not because they deserve it, but because God deserves it, to clear his name among the heathen. 22, therefore say to the house of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the sovereign Lord, when I show myself holy through you before their eyes. Verse 24, for I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from your idols. I will give you a new heart, God says. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And so this new heart, that speaks of the new birth, which will take place when the Israelites recognize and receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's what happens to people today, too. It's no different. When a sinner repents and receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they receive a new heart, a heart that wants to obey the Lord God. 27, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. And, of course, that happens also. The Holy Spirit will enter the Israelites just as it does a sinner today who repents and receives Christ. And it's no longer, oh, I have to keep the law of God. It's, I want to keep the law of God. Show me more, Lord. I want to please you. 28, you will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. And the conflict over the Holy Land will be settled once and for all by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. 29, I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the fields, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and your wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. When once a sinner repents and receives Christ, they hate the way they used to be, and that will be true for the nation Israel. 32. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, O house of Israel. This is what the sovereign Lord says. On the day I cleanse you from all your sins, I will resettle your towns, and the ruins will be rebuilt. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass through it. Tremendous spiritual and material blessings await Israel once they receive Christ. 37. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Once again, I will yield to the plea of the house of Israel and do this for them. I will make their people as numerous as sheep. Verse 38. As numerous as the flocks for offerings at Jerusalem during her appointed feast, so will the ruined cities be filled with flocks of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord. So Israel will enjoy life after they repent and receive the Messiah they rejected 2,000 years ago. And we will stop right there. We'll pick it up in chapter 37, verse 1, next time. Until then, Michael Moret, First Scripture, verse by verse. So long, everyone.